You're listening to SBS News.
Kenya's Electoral Commission chairman has named Deputy President William Ruto the winner of the close presidential race over five-time contender Raila Odinga.
I, Wafula Chebukati, chairperson of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, hereby declares that Ruto William Samoei of ID number 6847208 has been duly elected as the president.
Scuffles erupted in response to the announcement as supporters of Mr. Odinga stormed the stage and clashed with soldiers. Tables and a lectern were overturned during the melee before soldiers cleared the stage and led a number of people out of the venue. Mr. Ruto says the country needs an all-hands-on-deck approach, even as some senior election officials disowned the results.
I want to promise all the people of Kenya, whichever way they voted, that this will be their government. I know many are wondering, especially those who have done many things against us. I want to tell them that they have nothing to fear. There is no room. There is nothing. There is no room for vengeance. There is no room for looking back. We are looking into the future.
Minutes before the chairman of the Electoral Commission announced that Mr. Ruto had won, his deputy, Juliana Sherrera, had said she and three other commissioners disowned the results.
As you can see, the four of us, we are here, not at Bomas of Kenya, where the result is going to be announced, because of the opaque nature of how this face has been handled. We therefore cannot take ownership on the results that is going to be announced. However, we have an open door that people can go to court. And because of the same, we urge Kenyans to be peaceful, because the rule of the law is going to prevail.
But scuffles broke out afterwards, tires were set on fire, and people came out onto the streets of Kibera, a stronghold of rival candidate Raila Odinga. This is the fifth time Mr. Odinga has run and lost. The announced result was 50.49% for Mr. Ruto against Mr. Odinga's 48.5%. Mr. Odinga's chief agent, Setebao Ole Kanchori, is alleging electoral irregularities.
We have intelligence and reports that their system was penetrated and hacked, and that some of the IBC officials actually committed electoral offenses, and some of them ought to have been arrested if they were not arrested.
Mr. Kanchori alleges the head of the Electoral Commission himself was involved in electoral fraud.
The members of this commission, we believe led by Wafula Chebukati himself, were busy tampering and tinkering and manipulating those results. We know that they granted access to strangers to manipulate the results of this election.
After Kenya's disputed 2007 election result, more than 1,200 people were killed in the violence that followed. President-elect Ruto had been charged by the International Criminal Court with crimes against humanity in the aftermath, but the case was later thrown out by judges. Problems with the 2017 election saw the entire vote being rerun, and measures were put in place to help ensure it wouldn't happen again. Now Kenyans will have to wait to see whether Mr. Odinga will go to court to contest the election results. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.